big, and I can bridge stuff over for people onto different networks like TGIF and so on and so forth. And I can manage that for them. It's no issue at all. So there's like a couple of things that we do. There's a GRC, which is Grantham Repeater Group. There's the what else is there? There's a couple of other groups that we the Northwest. I think we do Northwest as well. Like there's a few. I don't know the names off the top of my head, but we do manage them. The maintenance free map, so it's once they're linked, you know. But yeah, mainly Chatterbox is something I've been sort of helping to manage and run for the last, I don't know, 8 years or so. So yeah, back to you. I'm Zero VOA.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? How it all kind of goes along, isn't it? I mean, because the Southern Fusion thing, in a way, was funny, really. It was kind of all by accident, in a way. Basically, I set my repeater up, first repeater, GB7HA, as it was, which was 77's repeater. And HA was for Harpenden. So still got the call sign to use it on the DJ. But 7H was my first Fusion repeater. And basically I had no real clue what I was doing. You know, I'd set this repeater up and, you know, done great, you know, and could connect in and connected up with Southern England at the time, or Southern Fusion at the time, rather. And, you know, it was all good. And Southern Fusion were very anti about anything other than just YSX and this, that and the other. So basically I set myself up a little bridge to bridge in from YSF. And it was just called GB7HA. It wasn't designed for Southern Fusion as such. And basically I was driving all over the country, you know, people were going, oh, you know, you're in Wales. How are you getting into Southern Fusion? What's going on? You know, and then I was like, oh, no, just connected, you know, whatever, doing whatever. And then in the end, people start quizzing me, going, well, and drive around all over the country and always be connected. And obviously I got my reflector and was just connected and using a hotspot in the car, just the Pi Star at the time. And so basically that was it. And then, you know, obviously GP7HA, you know, as it got users, used to move around, so it would be on CQ UK and, I don't know, Freestar, all the different networks. You know, users would get wise and move it around, and of course, so did my link. So it was a link to my repeater, so, you know, I was obviously encouraging people to move it around, do whatever. And then I started getting complaints from people who were using Southern England, or Fusion, rather, via it, and we're going, well, it's connected to CQ UK, something's gone wrong with it, fix it, sort it out. I was going, well, no, hang on a minute, it's not for that, it's for a connection to my repeater you're using, so if they move it, if a user moves it, that's fine, you know, I'm not going to tell them they can't do it. I'm like, no, you need to tell people they need to leave it alone, I want to use it to connect to Southern Fusion. So I was like, what? So in the end, I decided to make a new reflector. I'll just take a reset. 7HMV. So I decided to make a new reflector, and that's where the Southern Fusion reflector came from, and blah, it goes. But, you know, and then, you know, obviously, you know, while it's been going on, I've been chatting to Ernie, you know, with the GB7HA thing, been chatting to Ernie and had all sorts of various connections, and they always stayed on my reflector because that stayed. Yeah, so that was how that happened. But, you know, you just learn more and more and more things on Peanut, or this, or that, get talking to people. Now, you can run two repeaters on UHF on the same site, really. That's interesting. That's how we came about. You know, and on it goes. But it is funny, isn't it? You don't learn it overnight, do you? Everything, you know, this happens, that happens, the other happens, and, you know, flavor of the month, everyone's getting Peanut. So then, you know, you join the bandwagon of getting Peanut. And someone tells you how to do it, and off you go. So, yeah, it's kind of interesting. But now it's sort of mature in a way and just runs. You know, I don't have to do very much to it. Occasionally someone goes, oh, something wheel falling off. You click it and away you go, back on. But yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? G7 HMV.
HMV, M0VV, yeah, roger that, yeah, it is, yeah. It's interesting how things sort of pan out, but it's not like the auto panned out, though. You've had to put in a lot of work into that map, a hell of a lot of work to get where it is now, so, you know, you're into an automatic thing. Yeah, once you've got the enthusiasm to do something, you'll make it, you'll build it and maintain it and keep it, you know, and whatever. It takes a lot of effort to do that and a lot of focus. To be honest with you, I'm surprised I've been doing this for so long, to be honest with you. I mean, 5 years now. It's been, I can't believe it, you know, 5 years. When I first started this freestyle thing, I thought, yeah, this ain't gonna last. It ain't gonna last. You know, we were getting too deep into it then. You know, splashing into a big pond full of sharks. It was hard work in the beginning, I tell you. So many other people trying to sort of bring us down. But, you know what, you just keep at it and it's worth it at the end of the day. When you can look back and you look at it all and you think, wait a minute, hell, you know. I'm proud of it, to be honest with you. I'm not going to lie, I'm proud of it. I'm proud of what we all achieved to get it to where it is. And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter to me what happens, you know. But to the community, it matters a massive deal, a great deal to the community. And that's the only reason, Matt, I keep doing this, because, you know, it's about the community. A lot of people rely on stuff like this, like with you, with the repeaters and whatever, and your input into it all. You know, it's not just us doing stuff. Yeah, it was back in the day. Yeah, it was just a bit of fun. But then it becomes a necessity for people. And that's what I've got in the back of my mind all the time. You know, making sure the systems are working. And if they're not, somebody's going to suffer. Back to you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look at that Pi Star and Bridge. Of course, I was interested in learning how it worked, but it was purely selfish. You know, it was something for me to be able to connect back to listen to the repeater so I could access the repeater from wherever I needed to be. It was never really to, you know, extend the range of it other than for me to rely on it. And then all of a sudden, you know, other people see a benefit to it and so on. And then you're like, oh, okay then. So could do something a bit different. I never dreamt it up as about, oh, I'm going to put this on, so therefore, you know, it was purely, it helped me out. I learned it, you know, that's the thing. And yeah, but it's fun, isn't it? The learning it all is fun. But I think, Andrew uses the repeaters quite a lot, GABUR. And I'll never forget him going out, obviously pensioner, going out and spending £400 on a handheld, and all of a sudden it all became a bit real somehow, that, you know, he was saying, oh, I'm going to buy myself a Fusion handheld so I can use the new repeater more and all this kind of thing. He'd always been a big advocate for it and so on. And, you know, then it just a dawning one day that, you know, wow, this is all real, isn't it? You know, people are investing in equipment to use this repeater that was put up there. But, you know, yeah, I think it's great, you know, and, you know, isn't it good you can connect here, there and everywhere and do whatever. But all of a sudden, you know, it's bigger than me now. It's not just me who's going, oh, this is great. I can connect up and chat, and it's my window on the world, whatever it may be. You know, so it is interesting, you know, how it suddenly changes. And all of a sudden you get a realization, well, then, you know, what you're doing is a bit more than, you know, a selfish, you know, well, I can now connect to something. I mean, where I live in a little village ducked down and can't really get anywhere. So without the repeaters on the hill, the road, then I'm, you know, okay, I can use a hotspot, I suppose, in the village. But it's not the same, is it? So, you know, then you put a repeater on the hill, I can use it. So lucky me, I've got a way out to connect into Freestar or whatever. But then, you know, there's 20, 30 other people that use VR probably quite regularly now. So now it's, you know, becomes a local resource, doesn't it? So, yeah, it is funny how it all comes along and they become of age. And back to you, Chief of HMV.
It's not funny when you're on...
M0VB. I think this is another station there. I got half of it. I didn't get the rest. Something cut off. Just go again, station. M0VB2-4-Bravo.
I said it's not wiping you out. I've got radio with no antenna.
Sorry, if you're a bit unfortunate, I didn't get any of that. Did you get any of that, Matt? Matt, over to you, Matt.
Yeah, I you kind of get a bit and then not a bit. I heard something about didn't have an antenna in or something, something wasn't funny. But I'm not too sure if they're coming in. I'm just trying to have a look on the dash. Call in again, whoever that was, and see if we can work out what's going on, and see where you're coming in from. 27HMV.
Yeah, I'm just out. Repeater. Use this. I'm normally on Simplex. I don't. And I've got a repair antenna in. But it's can't copy anyone. People 10 miles up the road can talk to them no more, it just takes a signal.
Yeah, okay, so I can see you coming through MB7IWB, which is Martin's node in Wisbeach. Yeah, it's strange because you're almost fully quieted into it, and then after about 5 seconds you drop out for a couple of seconds, and then you come back and you drop out a couple of whatever. Just say something about 10 miles and whatever. But, yeah, really, really, really strange. So, but you're so strong at times, so it's really, really weird. So I don't know why it's in and out. Yeah, perhaps, not too sure. I don't know how far away you are from the gateway. I know it's west of Wisbeach. I can't think of the exact place where Martin's based. G7MSG is the keeper, but yeah, so obviously it's you run a simplex gateway, so you must be using the tone 94.8, on 145.2625. But getting obviously some of it, but it's dropping out. So I don't know if you're using a handheld or something like that, or what's going on. But it's a strange phenomenon why it's dropping out so regularly throughout the over. Anyway, have another go. See if we can get that. Perhaps go with your call sign. But I assume you're in that area somewhere. G78HMB.
Yeah, I am licensed, but I don't want to.